All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back after a long break to 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We want to thank you for this week's sponsor, Jeff Gannon, State Farm Agency and Providence Marketplace. We actually have a very, very big guest today. One of the most anticipated viewers, or one of the most anticipated guests on this show.
Mr. Jody Bowman.
How's it going?
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Yes, he had to travel very far to get here. A grueling, 15-minute drive?
No, 12 minutes.
12 minutes, yes.
I mean, I missed the end of the game
in
Arkansas.
Yeah, he had to sacrifice a lot to get here.
It's been rough, man. Rough way to go.
Did you encounter any bad puddles since our tornado last night?
No, just a county cop behind me was on the phone, and I had to jump off to get directions over here. But besides that, everything's good.
So we're in the middle of March, and Jody, you are a big bettor, is what we hear.
Yes.
You like to bet?
Yes, I tend to lose a lot.
How's your March Madness bracket going right now?
Man, it was shot after like game three.
Yeah, that's how mine was.
That's how everybody.
Yeah, I think my bracket lasted about 6 hours, and it was done.
Yeah, well, as soon as Oral Roberts won, I think everybody's was done.
Yeah.
There was like, after like the first couple games, there was only like 108.
Yeah, I think on day two, there were like 8 left.
Yeah. I thought after day two, there was none. Because, I mean, there was like
it ended day two, but I just mean like.
After the first round, everybody's was done.
Yeah, it was brutal.
I heard there was not one in the Sweet 16 that was correct.
Yeah, I think
crazy.
I think there's only been one ever that made it to the Sweet 16, and his bracket got busted because Tennessee lost. They lost to Purdue.
That sounds like Tennessee.
Yeah. Have you had any success this year with your betting?
Oh, yeah. I was hot. I come over here. First loss of the game. But doubled it all up tonight. Go Trojans, baby.
Yeah, he was rooting for Alabama unlike the rest of us, and they ended up losing, thankfully.
Sorry, Jackson.
That's all right.
It's actually pretty exciting, I'm not going to lie.
You deserve to lose whenever you miss two free throws to win the game.
You said SEC player?
SEC player of the year. You missed two wide open free throws.
Yeah. Can't do that. Sounds like Devontae Gaines on Tennessee.
I remember that.
Do you have any legendary betting stories?
Man. It all depends. My son will tell my wife. I don't know. Best one was when I first got married, I got a hole pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about 5 or 10 a game. And got a price. Pay us back. Just had a kid, you know, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I went and got a loan from the bank that charges interest. Don't do the things that I'm telling you to do. You will be a loser. So anyway, everything, life's going good. I have my payment book under my car seat until my wife goes out to my car and sees why I got this loan. Then, you know, I try to play it off real good. And I'm like, baby, it's for us. We're trying to get it in. But, you know, she didn't see it that way, you know, so. Yeah, that's probably my worst. I mean, it almost caused a divorce, but it's all good, I guess.
You made it out.
Yeah.
What's been your biggest gambling success story?
There ain't none. I still remember the Baltimore, when they won the Super Bowl with Ray Lewis the first time. That was the biggest margin I ever had, but I didn't win no money. Doubled up everything that I was staying on. It saved my life. I was going to have to go get another loan.
And do that whole story all over again?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I still do it. That's credit cards. No, I'm just playing.
I heard you and my dad had some success betting on dogs.
Oh, yeah. So we went to the dog track, and Damon got up there, and I was just like, just give me something, Damon. Damon went like 12 for 12 to show. And he was like, we only had like one, like $50. I was like, come on, man. I was like, Dave, pick me a winner at all these dogs. Damon got up there. So we got like 10 dogs we're going against. Damon, money. Get up there. I think we won 52 off that. But so I walked out of the dog track with 104. He picked 13 out of 13 dogs correctly. Yeah. Dog track. That ain't where it's at.
Yeah, to explain, they went to a dog racing show. You know, not cars racing, not horses racing, dogs. And my dad somehow went like 13 for 13 on picking the right dog.
Where is that even at?
It's in Arkansas, right across the line. And like on the other, right on West Memphis, right on the other side of Memphis, right.
So yeah, you just wake up one day and we were
playing a travel ball tournament. We were staying in a hotel and there was nothing to do, and somehow Jody found a dog racing joint. That's where they decided to go.
So what was like the most you've ever bet on a game, like most money?
Most money ever bet was $1,500.
Now, did you win that? That
was in Alabama. Let me see, the Alabama Florida game, and I took, it was around 2010-ish, I think. And love me some Tebow. I love Jesus. Tebow loves Jesus. We got a lot in common. Tebow let me down that day.
Was that the SEC championship game?
Yes.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
How'd you make
the one where he cried?
Yeah, and I cried too.
How'd you make that money back? Or did you take a loan?
I had some money. I found I got a head in life somewhere along the way. You know, must have got hit. It's some winners or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Betting has its ups and downs, and that was your up, and then it was down.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, as long as you end up even, you're kind of a winner.
So, when you're down 700 that day, you come back, you felt like you won $20,000. Yeah. Yeah, I did good today. Yeah. I broke even.
What's your loss ratio to win ratio on betting?
Probably, I'm going to say 27%. But I feel like I'm at 83.
Right. Hey, as long as you're even.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I swear to God, I'm actually up. Since football started and basketball this year, I'm up.
Wow, is this the first year that's ever happened?
No, it's like the third year, but I'm not up much. You know, I'm up like $63. You know?
Hey, but you're up.
After, but after the Trojans win tonight, bingo.
Love us some Trojans.
Yes, we do.
How much did the Alabama loss hurt you?
That was only a $25 bet. Lowest bet I've had all day.
USC right now is up by 13.
Okay, that's going to be maybe about $200 richer.
Okay, there you go. Hey.
Nice. There's 40 seconds left in the first half.
Who are they playing?
Oregon.
Make sure you give me the halftime line, buddy.
I don't know if
I need picks. Yet. I need picks.
We'll make some like in-pod bets, like just random bets.
Yeah,
right in the middle
listening.
Of the pod, yeah.
Why not?
So, Jody, is there like a way you like scheme your bets, like who you're gonna pick?
A lot of times when I don't just say this line right here. Let's say UCLA and Michigan next week, 7.5. I really don't want to give up 7.5, but you can tease a bit. What you do there is just say, hey, you get 4 points. You gotta have two teams, but you gotta give up 4 points.
Right.
Okay. So I like Michigan. So I will have Michigan at 3.5 instead of 7.5. And if I took Baylor, who I really, really love. Is this women's basketball? women's. See, y'all think I'm talking about men. So I bet on women's basketball. I'm a gambling junkie.
Like an app you gamble on or something?
Yeah. You got gambling's legal now in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
You got FanDuel. You got FanDuel. You got DraftKings. Oh, okay.
So many sports books now have opened up.
Yeah. But I like doing the teasers. You get 4 points both games, but you got to get both games right. But it's a whole lot easier in football. Football makes it. Basketball, it's a little, not really worth it, but the odds are a lot higher.
So for you gamblers out there, we're going to do a little segment real quick called Betting with Jody Bowman. And we're going to ask him about the games that we know of so far next week, and we'll see what his picks are. So let's start it off with, let's see, what was it? Michigan and
UCLA.
Michigan and UCLA. Would you say the spread was 7?
7.5. I'm still going. We ain't going to do no teasers. We just got to do the straight pick against the line. I'm going with Michigan minus 7.5.
That's a lot in basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big spread.
Yeah.
UCLA looked good today, though.
Yeah, they did. They beat Alabama.
Man, they didn't beat nobody.
Yeah. Bama beat themselves. I don't even talk about it.
Get up there, get a miracle shot.
Yeah.
Just sitting there, you know, emotions are high. You know, I'm like, that was my first loser of the game. I'm like, you know, I'm destined today. I'm a winner for once in my life. You know, no.
I still can't believe he hit that shot.
And then they sold it over time.
Yeah, they did sell.
We'll see if you can predict the future. I think our listeners will know the outcomes of these games. But Houston and Oregon State play tomorrow, and Houston's a 7.5-point favorite.
I'm still staying with Houston. I mean, they beat the. I know Oregon State is lower seed, got in by winning the tournament, but And they knocked off the Vols. But they're really not that good.
They've been playing well. They've been playing well.
I have to disagree. I think Oregon State's going to win.
I think they could. Houston, I think Houston's played the easiest teams every round.
Yeah, they don't play anybody.
Have y'all seen that defense they have, though?
It's good.
The defense is that good.
Mm-hmm. Their defense is good. The next game of the day is Arkansas and Baylor. Baylor's a 7.5-point favorite. Who you got there?
I'm going back with Baylor again. I've rode them. I think I won the other day finally on them. I'm like 1-for-3 in the tournament with them. Yes, they finally come through for me. Go Baylor.
Both, both games are 7.5 points, which is a lot in basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, Oregon's not that great. I mean, then you got, man, Arkansas. They lucky be there. They've had a good year, man. No lie, but I mean, Baylor's pretty tough.
They choked in the SEC tournament, but they are playing good when it matters.
But I'm an ACC man. What scares me is you look at this: Baylor, Texas, Houston, Texas. Some of the great basketball is coming out of Texas.
Now. Yeah,
the Pac-12 is doing good too.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Go Trojans.
Go UCLA.
Yeah, Sean, your sister goes there too.
So. Yeah, we're big fans of USC.
Yeah, Sean's sister.
Okay.
What other games we got?
You know, he's been looking really good, and just has been stupid all year. Gonzaga.
You think they'll go
Gonzaga's going to win.
You're stupid.
What, I don't know what the spread is yet. I turned my app off.
I don't know if it's out yet. Since
I hate Gonzaga. I pray Gonzaga loses. I just despise them. They're the best team.
Now, do you dislike them or Duke more?
Oh, definitely Duke. I hate Duke. Man, I mean, Jody's
a North Carolina fan.
Avid, yes, very big.
Yes, I mean, they got a pair one time, Duke, in 2016, the night before my house burned down. They had a last-second shot, which of many that it seems like in my lifetime, to win the game, and I threw various objects, and I wake up, I'm very upset the next day. And a guy that I work with, and he works for the fire department, Justin Manning, and he gets there, and he calls me and says, hey, y'all was in the 8th grade. And I said, Brett got his baseball pants. You know how Brett
gets
something. So I had to bring something up here for Brett, drop off. And so I get back in the car and I hear, hey, and I'm already mad because, you know, the game. I thought he was messing with me. He said, hey, Jody, your house is on fire. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you what it really said. But something like that. But it's really like, you know, I hung up.
Yeah.
Call back again. Jody, your house on fire. Hung up because I'm thinking, you know, I think the Duke thing's coming in, you know, blah, 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 blah. So, yes, so the next day, I'm so avid fan. I mean, I think I was more upset still about, finally, I get to the point that my house is on fire. And I get there, and I'm still more concerned, I think, about North Carolina getting beat by last six shot than my house getting burned down. That's how much I love North Carolina, to answer your question.
Yeah, I remember that day. I think we were in sixth grade, and other people had found out before Brett. And he was kind of like you, because I remember we were in sixth grade, and the eighth grader had been like, hey, yo, Brett, I'm sorry about your house. And Brett had no idea. He had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. All the shit would have got him out of
and,
school.
So we had just got out of baseball practice, and I remember it was perfect timing, because right as he was like, I'm sorry about your house, you called him. So it was like, what about my house? And it was like, phone call from Jody Bowman. That's when you had to break the news.
Which Duke player do you despise the most out of that you've ever watched?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I mean your Grayson Allen's, your modern days. Of course, I hate the trip.
Christian Laettner.
You know I hate Christian Laettner. I got to think of my all time. Hey, Bobby Hurley. I mean, let me see. Cherokee Parks in that area. I'm gonna have to say definitely Christian Laettner though. I hate Christian Laettner. Yeah,
he was Grayson hated by Allen's everybody.
Probably my least favorite.
Yeah, he was pretty. He was a punk.
I hate Coach K too. I mean, every day, you know, I kind of open up. Maybe he's dead. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Breaking news: Coach K finally retires after so many years.
Yeah. But if he wants to live a long time, they're like, put a line out there and let me bet that he'll live forever.
Yeah. No, like, bitch, be like a robot, it's indestructible, and will always coach Duke.
Oh yeah, I mean. Got the same come over he's had for like the last 50 years. Yeah,
that's how Bill Belichick is.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like frozen already, cryogenically or something. I don't know. Or maybe robotic, like you were talking about. I don't know. Something with Coach K, he just keeps on ticking.
What happened to UNC this year?
That's can you shoot, buddy? I mean, honestly, we need somebody that can shoot. I hate Walker Kessler leaving. That was big news this week. The 7-foot freshman we had this year. Mm-hmm. That hurt. That hurt me. Then De'Ron Sharp entered the draft, so we're not going to be that good, I don't think, again this year. But we was better than the year before when we wasn't going to make it, but coronavirus happened. Yeah. It saved us from missing the tournament. We're not like Duke. We made the tournament this year.
I'll say, it helps that, though, like, this year, even though, like, y'all were still a good team, made the tournament, you just weren't as good as you normally were, but it just helped that everybody else that's normally good sucked. Your Kentucky's,
that's true.
Your Dukes, they all just sucked.
They didn't even make it to the tournament.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was, like, the first time in, like, 40 years that none of them were in the top 25, like, the final week.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's, what, one big blue team in it? UNC? Yeah. That was it.
Kansas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Kansas. But Kansas got destroyed in the round of 32.
Yeah.
We got destroyed in the first 64.
as did Tennessee.
Well, yeah, I heard you were at the baseball game and you had it recorded.
Oh, yeah. I told Jordan Jewell, I was like, don't say nothing about North Carolina. And it was just this look that Jordan gave me. So I was like, when I got home, you know, they jumped up a little earlier. I'm like, man, maybe we'll come back. Maybe that look Jordan gave me wasn't for real. And so I was like, well, I'll just get up there and I'll just keep fast forward. You know, I'm sitting there watching it on my TV, you know, going through. I'm like, when it gets to be a good game, I'll start watching it. Well, at the end of the game, I turned it off.
All right, so this is actually the biggest segment 615 Guys has ever done right here, at least the most anticipated. So, kids and everybody else, Jody right here is a trained professional.
Oh, yeah.
We hear the first time you got shocked by this dog call, you got, what, 95,000 views on Facebook?
Yes.
Wait, seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, 95,000.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah, that's cool. Caused you some pain in that right arm.
Oh, yeah. I had to go see, the first I thought the chiropractor would help me out, and he solved all my problems, and got up there and got on the rollers, this and that. Then he popped me around. Didn't work, so I had to go to the orthopedic, and they want to know what's wrong with you, how it happened. You got to say, I hooked a shock collar up.
Yeah, I don't know. I woke up and it was on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was one of my buddies.
But, yes, it's pretty painful. But when you get it, especially around, starting around level 5 to 6, 6 really starts hurting, 7 and 8. It's very bad. I'm not going to lie.
Full disclaimer, he volunteered to do this.
We did.
I've signed a waiver.
Yeah. This was his
verbally
idea.
Verbally agreed. Yeah. No lawsuits can be made. Da, 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 da.
615 Guys is not responsible for any injuries.
Any of the damages.
But your parents are.
So what we're going to do, we're going to ask you 10 sports questions, trivia questions, and every time you get one wrong, you are going to get a shock, and for the next question, it's going to amp up. Like, the shock's going to increase.
Okay.
All right.
And Max is out of level 8, and we'll just keep it there.
So, I mean, what happens if I answer all these questions right, though? I mean, I am pretty smart. You know, I am a professional bettor. I know my sports.
You would be the winner.
Yeah, I guess this segment
so
wouldn't be as
Jody
good
versus shock
be.
Collar.
Yes, it is Jody versus the shock collar.
That's a good title. That's like a good title for the name.
We're going to do 10 questions. Is that right?
We have 10 down.
10 questions?
Maybe if we can throw in a bonus, you know. Maybe.
Well,
the thing goes to level 8.
Yeah, so we'll just
so where do you want to start at?
So I might not make it. I have to make it up to level 8.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, as smart as I am, I'm probably going to be, what, level maybe 1 or 2, which is just
sports
tingles.
Fanatic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's start off with the first question.
He's got to ask.
Well, we got to say everything.
You don't have it on you? Up.
No.
It's right there.
You got to guess, Jack. And also, if you want to watch this with your own eyes, make sure you go check out our brand new YouTube channel, 615 Guys.
Yes, we're going to have the full segment recorded so you can actually watch it on our YouTube channel.
So you can fully see in your, you don't have to just imagine it in your head. You can actually see Jody's pain
and jumping out of the chair.
And share with all your friends.
Absolutely.
Get these guys out here. I ain't out here to take no pain just to anybody. I love these guys. Share it away and let my pain be your enjoyment.
All right, let's
Barstool,
get started.
You do have the rights if you want to use these videos.
Yes, Barstool, you can post this.
Let's get this set up.
Yeah, now time for the moment you've all been waiting for. Question number one.
Got everything set up. We're ready to roll. When was the last time North Carolina won the national championship for basketball?
2007.
team.
Okay,
now,
correct. Right. That is correct. Correct. There you go.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Yes. One for one.
Hot today, baby.
And also, disclaimer, we have our first ever live audience in the background for this. So yes, if you hear anything in the background, that would be our friends.
All right, question number two.
All right. Who won the first ever Super Bowl?
Baltimore Colts.
That would be incorrect.
Yes.
All right. You ready? So what, I just click it.
Don't you hit that orange button.
You mean this one?
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, that's how you got the shot. That's like red bumping hit the baseball.
All right. Raising it up.
You want
all
me to
right
get the next one?
Yeah, you go to the next one.
Question number three. Which one should I do? Doesn't matter.
Can't believe I missed. Who won this? Anxiety, man. All
right. Who was the first 16 seed to beat a number one seed?
In March Madness.
In March Madness.
Who beat Virginia? If this was Jeopardy, I'm going to have that it right. But I don't remember who beat Virginia.
They had that really small point guard. He was tiny.
Davidson. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. UMBC.
Ready? Yep. You ready?
Mm. Yeah.
Here it comes.
You bumping it up?
Yeah, I felt that, buddy. I felt that one.
And that's only level two. That's only level two.
Yeah, that's
we got
level two right
we're
there.
We're getting in that Denton hit zone now.
All right.
Here's Sean, go
ahead. Question right number four.
Who holds the record for most home runs in a single season?
In the MLB.
Steroids or no steroids?
No. Steroids.
Okay. Barry Bonds.
Correct.
Nice. All right. This is a little throwback for you, so you may know this one. Whose nickname was the refrigerator?
In the NFL.
William Refrigerator Perry, man. Yes. I know that.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, we clap it up for him.
Can we get him a little harder?
Yeah.
All right, bump it up, Connor. Give him a hard one.
Let's go to number 13. Go to number 13. 13.
Like you're jumping up at volume. All
right. Whose ear did Mike Tyson bite off?
Evander Holyfield.
Okay. Okay. Hey, Joey is on a roll right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
Go to 14, Sean.
14.
But what, y'all think I'm a dummy? Man, just call my friend's daddy. Don't
call I'll ask this one. This is personally my favorite one. How many children does Philip Rivers have?
No way he gets it. He's been taking a guess.
Three!
No.
Not even close.
The correct answer was nine.
Three times three.
Hey, Jason, you shot me something. You shot me. What level are we on?
This is level three.
Ooh, okay.
I'll see you.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, time for the next question.
Which one you got, Jackson?
All right, here you go. Which MLB team overcame a 3-0 series deficit?
Probably played the Braves.
That one kind of hurt.
Dodgers.
Incorrect.
Boston Red Sox
against the Yankees.
0-4.
I ain't gonna get no more. We're at level 5. I mean, I'm nervous now.
You're level 4. Level 4.
Just ready to take a shot. Go ahead.
You ready?
All right,
I gotta get serious. I gotta get on my game.
you need a second?
What now?
Do you need
you
a second?
No, I'm ready.
You good? Okay. All right. How many World Series titles do the Yankees have?
I mean, like, four, man. Oh. 8.
27.
Just a little off.
Correct answer was 27.
Don't get no more. All
right.
You
level
ready?
5.
Let's go. It's going to start getting
you ready?
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. Can't miss no more.
We'll give you a second.
Oh, hard little jump there, buddy. Oh. Isn't this what Copeland needs? Copeland be back next week?
Now, is this one more? Number 11?
Yes.
I think this is the final question.
All right. Y'all keep going, even if I get it right. Y'all have bonus questions.
All right.
We got some bonus questions.
All right.
Some bonus questions for you.
All right, here you go. Who holds the record for most points in an NBA game, and how many did he have?
Wilt Chamberlain, 101.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
It was 101. It was 100.
I say we give it to him. I say we give it to him. I think that was a tough one.
But now, the whole question asked for how many points he had, too.
Yeah. Shock me.
He wants it. This is level 6. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here it comes.
Oh my.
Watch out.
Oh my god.
One more second.
We're cranking it up to level 7.
We'll give you a few.
Jackson, you got the bonus question. All
right, we're getting into like some of the D questions now.
Well, I mean, I really can't think.
All right, this is a sport we haven't done yet.
Hockey?
Actually, it is played in America, but how many points is a conversion kick worth in a game of rugby?
Oh my!
We'll help you out. We'll do multiple choice. Okay. All right. Letter A, 1. Choice B, 2. Choice C, 3. And choice D, 4.
D, 4.
Incorrect.
It was 2.
The correct answer is 2.
Really?
This is.
So does it.
Level all right. 7. All right, I'm going to count you down on this one.
No, I'm just. All right. I'm going to listen no more. I ain't ready yet.
We have it on the max level.
Man, max I apologize level. To Chucky. I'm sorry for shocking you, Chucky. I love you, buddy. I'll be home soon.
All right. Well,
we'll
give you an easy question right here. Who won the Super Bowl this year?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I lost my money too. Might as well shock me again.
Yeah, that is correct.
All right. We'll give you another decently easy one here. How many Super Bowls has Tom Brady won?
I'm going with...
Take your time.
This is a good question. One you need to get right, so...
I know. It's very important that I don't get shocked here. Did he win? Let me ask you this. Let me ask y'all a question real quick.
Okay.
How many Super Bowls has San Francisco won?
5.
How many has your Steelers won?
6.
Final answer is 6 for Tom Brady.
Incorrect.
7.
7.
There we go.
The max level.
And that's
the climax of it all right here.
Yes.
The orange button.
No!
I'll do the orange.
That's continuous.
All right. Don't stop shocking. All right. This is level 8. Tell me when you're ready.
Oh, boy.
He's like, get that thing off of me.
I'm gone.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
don't
god.
Don't hit nothing.
I'm sitting down.
Oh man. Oh. Dude, just think about it. You went through all that pain, but you're about to be all over the news.
Yeah.
On the Today Show.
No, we're going to have to share.
Yeah.
Share.
Yes.
Share. Exactly. You're in Jody right now. Share it. Yeah. Everywhere.
Yes, sir.
You want to see him get shocked? Share.
Whew. How much is your arm hurting right now?
It don't feel good. How about that? Yeah. I feel like at time I lost it $1,500.
So was this worse than the last time? You've already done this before, right?
Not the last time, dude. You hit me with continuous.
Yeah, he hit the orange button.
And you just can't stop. Like,
yeah, and there was no trivia questions. You just got shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't even have a chance.
Did you get paid for that? Or did they, like, was that a,
no,
a dare?
No, I duck hunt, and, man, I was, like, real bored. And one time I was in Arkansas, y'all, and I let a dude shot me, and I don't want to talk about all that. But, okay, I'm around a bunch of kids. But, so I got shot. Let's put it that way. So I got bored hunting on Old Hickory one time. We was out here and just tried to come up with something to do. So I let people just start shocking me. We made a video of it, and it wound up getting like 95,000 views.
That's pretty cool.
Hopefully that'll happen more.
Yeah. I've always wanted to try a shot collar, but like now that I've seen
you,
I don't really want
to. Let's try a shot. What do you low?
No, I'm not doing that.
We'll ask you soccer questions.
Now that I've seen that, I'm not doing that. You probably don't know soccer questions to ask.
Oh, I ask the questions.
No, okay, you don't want to get shocked. Anybody in our live audience want to get shocked?
Yeah. Nick, maybe if we shock you, you'll stop blinking.
We have no volunteers after the...
Yeah, the I wouldn't volunteer. Even on level one?
Level one ain't but nothing, man.
Sean, try level one.
Why did you try?
You just said you wanted to do it.
You're a trained professional.
I don't want to. Yeah, I think you scared all of us out.
You better hope Coach Wakefield ain't watching.
That's all right. He'll listen to the first 10 minutes and get off.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bored by our podcast.
How's that arm feeling?
Not very well, buddy. Very sore.
Gonna have to go to a chiropractor again.
Is it like numb?
This ain't jerking like it was last time. I mean, last time it was like, every time you numb, it's like PTSD in my arm. It felt it, not my brain.
Does your arm have like PTSD now? From or every time you see a dog or a shot
collar? Yeah, every time you see a shot collar, you just go.
I feel their pain. That's why I'm like, hey, you do it.
Yeah, that's only your arm. They get it on the neck.
Oh yeah, but they got a lot of fur too. You know what I mean?
All right, Joey Willman, we really appreciate you doing that for us. That was we got a very good laugh out of that.
Thank you.
Well, I hope y'all thank you very much. Thank you. Enjoy y'all's podcast.
I know you probably didn't enjoy this episode as much as you normally would, but
yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed the first couple minutes before that segment.
The betting talk was nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I said, you know, if you need any picks, number 615-310-5848 for $25, I'll be glad to give you my pick where you can go just the opposite.
Hit him up for some black market dog collars too.
Oh, yeah. Go on Amazon.
Anything? March Madness, football, dogs.
Yeah. This is your guy right here, betting machine. If you want to break even,
I'm $62 up.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks to be.
Yes, thanks to the Trojans.
$262 up.
Go Trojans.
Yeah, go Trojans.
Alrighty, well, we appreciate you coming on this week.
Once again, we want to thank our sponsor, Jeff Gannon State Farm Agency, and Providence Marketplace. Make sure you follow us on social media on Instagram at 615guys. And once again, if you want to see this in person, definitely go check out our new YouTube channel, because you're gonna. I guarantee you're gonna get a very
definitely
good laugh out of that.
Watch that.
Tune in next week. I think we're gonna have on another big guest in the Scott Meyer range.
We'd hope so.
We'll update y'all on that. Yeah. Alrighty, 615 guys out.
See you.